Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle. I'm your podcast host, Christiana, and I'm really excited to be here with you today in sharing a little bit of a sneak preview of my upcoming book that's called How to Master Your Goals. And it's going to be quite a special journey, especially if you're enjoying this episode on YouTube. You can actually visually enjoy as I'm walking you through the book. But my goal is at the end of this episode, give a little bit of an understanding of why I wrote this book and how it helped me propel my podcast from just getting started on March 23rd, 2023, to being now ranked in the top 1% globally ranked podcast. Because the framework that I used is exactly what I'm sharing with you in the book. So at the end of this episode here today, my hope is that you're going to think, I can do this. I need the system shown in this book, and that you can't wait to get your hands on it. And to kind of help you to get that book a little easier, I have a little giveaway. So stay tuned until the end, because I'm going to announce a way for you to get your $100 Amazon gift card. With that, let's get started. So my How to Master Your Goals book is actually a curated collection of one-page worksheets. I am a mother of two. I also work full-time as a professor. And of course, I also have a podcast. I have a business and wellness coaching business, a fitness instructor. So there are a lot of different hats that I wear during the day. So when I thought about creating a book, I didn't think about writing a chapter book that you'll have to read chapters of. What I thought was something that you can spend 15 minutes on and would actually move the needle in your business, because we want to see an increase in sales by taking actions consistently. I call this petite practices. It is much better to take consistent action in small little steps than maybe sitting down once a month for about 2 hours. Why? Because when you consistently take action, you actually have that motivational mindset that changes. Plus, it gives you also the opportunity to be more adaptable to change. Because you might see as you are consistently and consecutively working that you're actually learning from what works, what doesn't work. Well, if you were to only sit down one time per month, you might just work on that one project that maybe doesn't work. And then you will have to wait until the next month to pick it up. And that might be really hard and unmotivating if you worked on something that might have been really challenging and may not have worked out. Keep in mind, and there are also quotes in my book that talk about this, failure is always a learning experience. I say the word F-A-I-L, fail, stands actually for first attempt and learning. And no stands for next opportunity. So just keep going. So yes, this book here has worksheets, it has quotes, it also has word searches just for the fun in between, and of course it has interactive Google Sheets trackers that allow you to put in your personal progress, those petite practices, so you see and you can give yourself a high five how you're actually progressing along. With that, let's get started. I'm going to dive into chapter one, because this book is broken into 5 different chapters. And I'm going to show you and explain you, of course, what this chapter is all about. Chapter one, all about habit, routine, and practice. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you can actually see in the background, I love this book, Atomic Habits. And that is a book that I would always recommend anybody to read. It has this concept that small little habits will actually change your life. I use the term petite practice because I am a business and wellness coach with some European flair, given that I'm born in Europe. What I really want to emphasize is a petite practice is much easier when you use an existing habit that's already in place. And in Atomic Habits, we learned that this is called habit stacking. So for instance, something as easy as drinking your morning coffee could become the catalyst But another habit that whenever you drink your morning coffee, you're starting exactly right afterwards. So think of one habit latching on to another habit that you already do. Because in fact, routines are exactly that, that they are kind of just lining up after each other. And then after a while, you get so used to it that it's your muscle memory or your habit, as we're using the term, that just keeps doing this. Think about something that you already do and preferably something that you enjoy, and you can add that new habit to that existing habit right there. So in the habit, routine, and practice, there are 9 different worksheets that allow you to think about your big goal that you're trying to master. And how do we break down this big goal into small steps? And how can we use those small steps within our super busy lives in making this work? So I'm giving you some applied tools, some insights, some tips, and some tricks in this very first chapter to set you up for success for the rest of the book. With that, let's dive into the second chapter. The second chapter talks about one frequently overlooked fact. And this is actually the word surge at the end of our first chapter right there, because we gotta have some fun in life as well. Second chapter is about connection, collaboration, and community. Frequently overlooked. We think that we can build a business in isolation. And while that might be true, you're on your own little island of creation. I can't emphasize that enough. You'll have to go out of the building and share your idea with others. And ideally, talk to people who you actually want to help. Because entrepreneurship is exactly about that. You're helping others. And by helping others, you're helping yourself. So you should always ask yourself, I create this in service of others. The why is really what gets you up on those days that might be the really hard days. Because there are those challenge days where you're thinking, why am I doing this? And that community will be there for you. I call them accountability buddies. So in that second chapter, we're learning how to build accountability with others, how that community is right there when we're struggling, and of course, how that community is also there to empower and uplift us when we are maybe thinking we're the only ones that are doing this, and maybe connect with them and figure out there might be another way of doing something that I'm currently struggling with. So you're going to connect, collaborate, and build that community. And this particular chapter has worksheets that will get you exactly there. I can't wait for you to check it out, because it's definitely something that has helped my podcast a lot in propel it to the top 1% ranks. That, let's jump into one of my absolute favorites, which is branding. And if you know that I'm a professor at the university, I teach marketing, innovation, entrepreneurship. And I frequently emphasize that when we think about good brands, and actually put 3 different cups of coffee right there, we frequently think that brand has something and I can put my finger on it that these others don't. So when you think, for instance, coffee, there might be a certain brand that immediately comes to your mind. So that's what chapter 3 is all about. So you're going to create a branding board, you're going to create a slogan, a brand name, branding colors, everything that aligns with the value that you're trying to seek to evoke in the consumer, because it is a lot about emotions. Let's jump into chapter 4. And now, of course, in chapter 4, we're all about innovation, entrepreneurship, and business modeling. So now in chapter 1, we created habits. We build community in chapter 2. In chapter 3, we figured out the branding. And now we're really at the point where we have to put all these elements together and figure out how could this be a viable business that would actually lead to money-making opportunities and see my sales growth. So we're putting this together in the business model canvas, or BMC. And of course, we are creating a value proposition canvas that at the end of the day, you always have to think, I'm there to serve consumers. And I have to think a little bit about what consumers want and need in order to create value opportunities that will generate sales. So the more you keep that mindset in, the more you're actually going to see that your business model does not need to be a super long 20-page PDF business plan. The different worksheets will guide you through how you can make your business from the status where it is right now, because we're all in different parts on that journey right there, and making it more strategic and streamlining it more. So I can't wait for you to get your hands on it, because there's some super fun worksheets and activities in there that you can use, and they will really open up your eyes to different opportunities and different value propositions that you might not have thought about. So some of my secrets are in this particular chapter. Now, the last but not at all least chapter is the one that you've been waiting for, and initially I have to share with you was actually the idea for my book, Superpower. Whenever I have a podcast episode, one of the questions I always ask my guests is, what is your superpower? And superpower really ties in with uniqueness, and it ties in with your niche. Whenever you think of yourself, there is always something special about you that sets you apart from everybody else. What's important is that you have to figure out what sets you apart. And that's actually a good thing, because the more you understand what makes you unique, what you have that others don't, the more you really build your self-worth, the more you actually see your net worth growing. There are different exercises, some really fun surveys and little quizzes in the chapter 5, Superpower, Uniqueness, and Niche, that allow you to tap into your superpower right there. Because superpower is a realization about using that superpower to the best of your ability. And the more you use it to the best of your ability, the more you will see that your business connects to your true value. And the more you will understand that you have a place in the world. And it's that little corner in your world you're really changing at all times. With that, these 5 sections, of course, go along with interactive worksheets. So in my branding chapter, I'm sharing different templates with you that you can use. And of course, there's a petite practice tracker that I'm sharing with you. And I'm giving you a little sneak peek in how that looks like. So you will actually get access to rule sheets that I set up, that you can use and follow along your progress. This book is really there to elevate your business, to empower you to go through this with these little petite practices, one step at a time. If you have any questions, let me know. One thing is, I would encourage you to become part of my launch team. My launch team is actually receiving a little sneak preview version, an advanced reader copy of the book as a flip book that I would love for you to check out. And I would also love for you to check out the link to Amazon, where you can see the book will be available for sale on September 9th. Leave a review for me on Amazon and be entered into a $100 Amazon gift card drawing. Let me know if you have any questions, and I would love for you to know which one is the chapter that you are looking most forward to reading. Pop that in the comments down there. And as always, stay happy, healthy, and hustle. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Until then, auf Wiedersehen, and talk to you soon.